This is Akashvani, the news, read by Ashok Ojha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Delhi worth over 12,200 crore rupees today. A 13-kilometer stretch of the Delhi-Ghaziabad-Meerut-Namo-Bharat corridor between Saibabad and New Ashok Nagar, worth around 4,600 crore rupees, will also be inaugurated by the Prime Minister. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate a 2.8-kilometer stretch between Janakpuri and Krishna Park of Delhi Metro Phase 4, worth around 1,200 crore rupees. The areas of West Delhi, such as Krishna Park, parts of Vikaspuri, Janakpuri and others, will benefit from this new route. Besides, PM Modi will lay the foundation stone of 26.5-kilometer Ritala-Kundli section of Delhi Metro Phase 4, worth around 6,230 crore rupees. Indian Railways will operate 13,000 trains during Mahakumbh Mela 2025 to cater to the massive influx of pilgrims. These include 10,000 regular trains and 3,000 special trains. These trains will be run over 50 days, including 2 to 3 additional days before and after the event. Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj is expected to draw a massive crowd of around 40 crore people, posing a significant challenge for crowd management. Chief Public Relations Officer, CPRO of North Central Railway, Shashikant Tripathi, said that Railways has devised a plan to ensure a smooth and safe experience for the pilgrims. Union Health Ministry said it is keeping a close watch over the spread of HMP virus in China during the past few weeks. The ministry said the number of laboratories testing for HMPV will be enhanced by ICMR and assured it will monitor trends of HMPV for the entire year. Over the recent development, the ministry convened a joint monitoring group meeting under the chairmanship of DGHS in New Delhi. Dr. Atul Goyal, DGHS, reassured the public that there is nothing to be alarmed about the present situation, urging people to take general precautions. In Chhattisgarh, at least 4 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces today. A security personnel also became a martyr in the encounter. The security forces have recovered the bodies of the killed Maoists, a large number of arms and ammunition, including AK-47 and self-loading rifles, were also recovered from the spot. Exchange of fire and search operation is still going on in the area. The draft Digital Personal Data Protection Rules issued by the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology aims at safeguarding citizens' rights for the protection of their personal data. The ministry, in a statement, said that these rules seek to operationalize the Digital Personal Data Protection Act 2023, DPDP Act, in line with India's commitment to create a robust framework for protecting digital personal data. The draft rules are based on wide-ranging inputs gathered from various stakeholders and study of best global practices. The ministry has invited comments on the draft rules from the public and stakeholders till 18th of February 2025 through MyGov platform. In Jammu and Kashmir, 4 persons were killed and 2 are missing in a road accident in Gwar Masu area of Padar district in Kishtwar district. Administration has started rescue operation, which was going on till the reports last came in. Union Minister, local MP Dr. Jitendra Singh has expressed deep sorrow over the tragic accident. French Navy's nuclear-powered aircraft carrier Charles de Gaulle arrived in Goa to participate in bilateral naval exercise Varun. On arrival at Goa's Marmugao Port Trust jetty yesterday, the French carrier Strike Group received a ceremonial welcome from the Indian Naval Band. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast light to moderate rainfall and snowfall over Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh and Himachal Pradesh today. It has also predicted isolated rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and northwest Uttar Pradesh in the coming 2 days. IMD said scattered rainfall or snowfall is also expected over Uttarakhand tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.